When the last state budget was signed into law, it took away much of the provisions in the law allowing counties to have stronger regulations than state minimum protections. All counties were then put under one set of rules. While the action was made toward preserving property rights and standardizing rules, local advocates said it hurts local protections to allow water-rich areas like the Northwoods keep waters cleaner. Bob Mott is an Oneida County board member and a member of the Oneida County Lakes and Rivers Association.
First of all, we have existing ordinances that will remain in the Shoreland Protection Ordinance, no matter if it's modified to the minimum standards of the state. And we would like somebody to be added to the zoning department to go out to make sure those things are happening. If there's soil disturbance going on, we'd like somebody to do a pre, a during, and a post. They're using rain gardens that are allowing you to do that to divert because they have too much hard space out there, impervious surfaces. We'd like to make sure that that rain garden is properly managed.
The group also has several other requests they would like to see the county either keep or add, including a 200-foot lot size proposal. Mott says that would take pressure off the lake to keep being developed. Runoff from development is said to reduce water quality. The county meeting is at 2 p.m. Wednesday in the Oneida County Boardroom at the courthouse in Rhinelander. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.